Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As teams in baseball record-wise, last Friday in Atlanta win, and then last night shutting out the Tampa Bay Rays. But yes, Texter, that looked like a ponytail last night. Point is, their last five starts, the rotation has minimized damage in a big, big way. Now, they were 1-for-11 offensively with runners in scoring position, but to that point as well. Five previous games prior to last night when they had the opener, they faced five pitchers who hadn't lost yet. So it's not like they're going up against scrub pitchers either. Now, you still want to see them get a little more adept at driving home runs. Hey, Tampa was terrible with runners in scoring position themselves last night. Bottom line is, here we are sitting on May 11th, off day. Orioles are 24-13. They're 4.5 out of first place. They just took a series from a team that has been far and away the best in baseball so far. I think we have to come to grips with the fact that they are one of the best teams in the American League. Not anointing them champs, not saying they're the best, but I think Mike Elias made it clear a couple of days ago when he met with the media. Hey, we're in it to win it. Gunnar Henderson's going to relax, we think, because he's the everyday third baseman. Arias is going to be gone for a while. Your players are healthy for the most part. Some are going to get hot sooner or later that have struggled at times. For instance, Jorge Mateo was brilliant in April. He's been really bad offensively in May. So much for he should be batting this, that, and the other. They moved him up into fifth, sixth,
fourth,
let off.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and he's scuffling. So maybe he is more comfortable at the back end of the lineup. We don't know. Still tinkering a little bit. But the Orioles are legit. They've won 9 of their last 10 series, including series against teams that are kind of halfway decent.
Well, you know what's kind of cool, Bob, is they've shown that if they get into a game and it's a high-scoring game, they can win that type of game. And this past week, they've showed that when you go against great pitching, they can win a 2-1 game. You know, so they can they're very versatile on how they've won baseball games.
So they take 2 out of 3 from Tampa after losing the opener, which was their third straight loss. Tuesday, people are calling in. They're melting down. Hyde needs to be fired. He's screwing Cedric Mullins. And we kind of bought into that a little bit. But, I mean, they've won 2 in a row, and it's all of a sudden, oh. It's funny the dichotomy of sports talk.
Yes.
Like the Ravens, for instance, use them as an example. They clobber a team they're 7-point favorites to beat, 29-7, and nobody's, whatever. They beat a team they're 7-point favorites to win against by 3, and it's what's wrong with them? Even when they win, and when they lose, oh, my God, Orioles lose 3 in a row, they're fraudulent, Hyde sucks, I mean, these guys aren't for real. And now they won 2 in a row, not convincingly, but closely against the Rays. And where is everybody? I mean, it's sports talk. I mean, I've listened long enough, done it for over 23 years. People bitch more than they praise.
Well, in 2019,
it's more
Bob,
people start running hot as opposed to appreciating the greatness and goodness and success that they see.
2019, Bob, the Ravens, what, won? Like 12 in a row? Or
12
what?
In a row.
Yeah, and we got no callers on Mondays, you know.
We got pardon me, we were getting callers because Lamar won the MVP and was brilliant. And they looked like the best team in football. Now, when they lost to Tennessee on that Saturday, oh boy, all bleep hit the fan. So it is what it is. We're going to get to the Ravens here in a second, but the Orioles, they're off today. The Pirates are coming to town, and they were feeling good about themselves. Pittsburgh was a couple of weeks ago, but they've lost 9 of their last 10. Colorado got them again yesterday. They, Pittsburgh, still in first place in the NL Central, but the Orioles, they had the third best record in baseball, and they're doing some really good things. Are they the perfect baseball machine? No. That team has yet to exist. 410-583-1057 is the number. It is Total Request Thursday. Pick the songs. We'll play it. Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Yesterday, what was it called? Football school?
Football school.
Where'd that come from? Because I didn't know they were having a football school till about 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon.
Right. I don't football school, it was like, the thing that made it difficult, Bob, because like the defense, 30 minutes defense, 30 minutes special teams, break in the action, couple coaches talk, then 30 minutes of offense. You know, and they were just running through basically fundamental stuff. And then offensively, they did the team stuff, which was kind of cool because we got a chance to see Todd Monken and his offense and everything. So, yeah. And but the hard thing, Bob, was they didn't have jerseys on. I don't know many of those guys just by looking at their faces. I'm asking, you know, the other media. I said, who's that? I said, you know, I know Ajabo. That was about it, you know, defensively. But you did. I do know Lamar. He wasn't there.
Is that a big deal? Because I noticed on social media, and quite frankly, my social media engagement is with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And other than posting interviews we do here on the show or the results of what the Ravens, Terps, or Birds do, and or a buddy of mine that I grew up with, I don't really get involved too much. But I troll.
Right.
A little bit. And I did notice there were a lot of people rather unhappy with the fact that Lamar wasn't there less than a week after signing his fancy new contract.
And it's, to me, it's a big deal. I think, Bob, it'd be like you just signed a new contract, like biggest contract in radio.
Right.
You know, in Baltimore.
And I'm taking off all next week.
Right.
I'm going to use my first week's vacation.
When are you going to be in? Soon. Soon I'll be in. You know, and the other thing, Bob, would be, you know, it's going to be a whole new format that you're going to have to learn. You know, so.
Yeah, we're switching to country and western.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, as I was.
You know, but I think that's the biggest issue. I don't think it's as much as an issue defensively as it is offensively, because it's a whole new offense, new terminology, new everything. And Bateman's out in Arizona, working out in Arizona. Andrews, I don't know where he's working out. Lamar, I don't know what he's doing. You know, where's the running backs? You know, how are you going to learn this new offense? That's the thing I think that's frustrating. You know, the nice thing would have been, all right, like the first, everybody come in for the first week. Everybody come in, let's get together first week and then go home for 2 weeks and then come back on the 22nd. You know, just so we can get on the same page so we have an idea of what this new offense is. We all get the playbook, we all get a feel for it, and then come back 22nd. Then we've got another 3 weeks and then we've got, you know, training camp. So I think that's, Bob, when I'm out there yesterday watching, I mean, Charlie Kohler was there, Isaiah Likely. The O-line, there was.
Well, Stanley won there, right?
No, Lindebaum. Lindebaum was basically the only starter there. And, Bob, he is really short.
Yeah.
if you're Todd Monken, it's like, you know, I mean, because a lot of guys you're working with, they ain't going to be on a team. You know, I mean, the coaches are just working to practice, basically.
I mean, we're going to get into this in depth throughout the course of the program. For instance, when Anthony Brown and Tyler Huntley are doing whatever it is they're doing, what are you noticing? So we'll talk about that. We're going to hear from Todd Monken. We're going to hear from Duvernay,
yeah,
who was there. This could be a big year for him.
Well, he's not practicing yet because he's still
had the
recovering.
Surgery. Yeah. But Chris Horton talking about special teams. So we got a lot to get to. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Is it a big deal to you, ladies and gentlemen, that Lamar was not there for football school? Now, OTAs will be really percolating again with May 24th, which is 13 days, open to the media again. Do you think, Vinny, before we go to the break, we'll see another football school? Will class be in session next week at some point?
If I'm a betting man, I'm going to say yes. Just because, you know what? It's an opportunity for us to see if any of these guys are there.
Lamar got his money. He got his weapons. He got his new OC. Should he be there? 410-583-1057 is the number. If you want to get in, Orioles win yesterday. They take 2 out of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays off today. Pirates come to town tomorrow. Got the NBA, Stanley Cup playoffs. Still rocking and rolling. We'll get into all of that and more. We're chock full of fun.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Here on this Total Request Thursday.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney post up in the bleachers.
You're all curved. All of you.
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Got some Dire Straits right out of the gate. Anything you want to hear, we'll play it for you. Send your request, plus for text line. Noel McGraw's over there. He'll get it done starting at 11 o'clock. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. Something tells me we're going to get our wings. Read between the lines. Orioles win last night 2-1 over Tampa. Birds are off today after taking 2 out of 3 from the Rays, winning 2 straight. Dean Kramer, second consecutive quality start, 6 innings, 4 hits, no runs. He's now 4-1.
What's he doing different, Bob? Just locating better?
Just throwing them pitches over the plate, not nibbling.
Mm-hmm.
A little more velo, it seems, on some of the pitches. Cano gets the save. Yennier Cano.
What do you think about that, Bob? With no, do you think Batista was running hot?
Well, I think Hyder said after the game Tuesday that Batista probably wasn't going to be available last night.
Well, he's been struggling a little bit.
Oh, wild pitch again. And I was on with Inside Access live from Pickles yesterday, and they were asking me whether or not it's time to pull the hook on Batista, rather pull the trigger. I'm not ready to go there yet.
No.
But when you have a guy You talk about oozing confidence, whatever sport you think about. Is there a guy that looks more certain that he's going to retire every batter he faces than Yennier Cano right now? I mean, he's just up there. I don't care. Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, Lou Gehrig, Brooks Robinson. Mm-hmm. I'm getting them out, and I'm probably doing it with relative ease. When have you noticed, and I'm, you know, he's retired over 50 batters. His whip's like, what, 0.01 or some nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall hard contact off of this guy yet.
No.
Batista's had hard contact.
I mean, when he walks out there, Bob, it's kind of like, well, you know, I think we're in pretty good shape.
He just, and a Baltimore Sun, Jacob Calvin Meyer, friend of the show, wrote about it a few weeks back. He just tweaked something in his delivery. He said his left shoulder was flying open, that therefore he couldn't get control. Kind of tighten it up. He uses one of them bands to make sure that he keeps everything steady. And now throw strikes. The balls are the changeup that's got people so mystified. It's pretty much an incredible thing to watch. What do you think there, Nolan? Yeah, he comes in, like Vinny said, I'm like, might be time to go to sleep.
It's a great feeling.
Oh, by the way, great feeling? Game ending at 9 o'clock.
That's a great feeling. 2.5 hours.
I actually got to watch a little basketball last night.
Right. You like the presence that he has on the mound. And
Well, he's confident.
Right. And everyone talks about the pose. Strike out a guy, kind of stands there, stunts on him a little bit.
Yeah.
And they asked him a couple weeks ago when he was first coming on the scene, said, hey, what's with the pose? Why are you doing that? And he said that he kind of stole that from Aroldis Chapman. You remember when he would strike someone out, he kind of hang there for a second.
Yeah.
They kind of remind me of each other. They both have that intimidating presence, that look on their face when they're staring down the batter.
Yeah. Well, Chapman, lefty, righty, so it's a, you know, we get the difference there. But I think Batista, because he was, what, 6'7"?
Right.
He looks more intimidating, I would think, in the box, because by the time he's unloading, it's looked like his hand's probably right in front of your face. But I don't know if I'm pulling the trigger on a close yet. But it's a nice plan B to have for sure.
I think it might be more A minus.
Yeah. But you know, Batista's going to have to become a little more reliable throwing the ball over the plate. Or, you know, look, they're in the winning business. Moral victories now, that was before, that was previous seasons.
Yep.
I mean, they've got the third best record in baseball. Now you've set a standard. Now it's time to maintain said standard. It's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan NFL schedule release coming out officially tonight at 8 o'clock. We do know the Ravens, week 6, are going over to play Tennessee in London. We did see today that the NFL season officially opens September 7th with the Lions taking on the Chiefs Thursday night football.
I think that tells you what they think of Detroit, Bob. I mean, that to me means Detroit's going to get their probably 4 national. Well, that one, Thanksgiving, those are 2 given right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to get more.
And then Kansas City's also going to get Cincinnati on New Year's Eve. And the Raiders on Christmas Day. So they're already, before the schedule's even been announced in totality, they're already locked in for 3. And I was reading in the Sun again this morning, referencing them. Apparently, you can get 6 primetime games now since they bumped 17. The schedule up to 17 games.
Now, the New Year's Eve is 1 o'clock game, I believe, isn't it, Bob?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's not at night. I know that. I want to say one of the games. I think it's 1 o'clock, wasn't it, Norm? I thought I saw it was 1 o'clock.
They might not have announced the time yet, just the date.
I thought I saw it was 1 o'clock, but whatever.
Yeah, Monday Night Football. We do know that Aaron Rodgers' cue will make his debut against the Bills on September 11th.
Yep, 9/11. I'm sure that'll be, you know, part of it. To me, Bob, what's a ticket going to cost for a Jets game? First Aaron Rodgers game? Oh, my God. On a Monday night against the Bills?
And they're locked in for 2 already, primetime games. So, you know, here it is. The Aaron Rodgers love fest has begun and begun in a big way. Look, the guy's got a big resume. He's got a track record of success. So we do not denounce what he's accomplished by any stretch of the imagination. He is 39 years old. Mm-hmm. But we also knew, Vinny, that once he went to the Jets, primetime market, primetime player.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to see them probably more than we've seen them in a long, long time.
Oh, no doubt about it. And Bob, I think we're going to see, I think we've already seen a different Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay's probably saying, damn, why don't you come around here like he's around New York?
By the way, the Cincy Kansas City New Year's Eve game is at 425.
Cincy Kansas, 425.
At Geehaw Field.
So that takes you right. Arrowhead. That takes you right into the festivities.
And I'm going to go ahead and guess that I don't have the college football slate in front of me, that there will be a few bowl games to digest that day as well.
It seems to me, Bob, that the NFL is, like I said, screw college football. We'll put them on when we want to put them on.
Yeah, hey, look, Black Friday game.
Yeah, that usually used to be big college.
College football. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're going to get to a phone call. We're going to come back here from Todd Monken. Lamar Jackson was not at the football school.
No, he was
learning
not.
From his new OC. Is that a big deal for you? Get in at 410-583-1057. To me, it's not, but he better be there in 2 weeks. Or next week if they do football school. He has to be at a voluntary get-together at some point in time for team purposes.
Well, exactly, Bob. If you want to be the leader of this team, and because all the other offensive guys are saying, well, Lamar's not there, why should I go? Now, if Lamar comes, then they got no excuse. Lamar, you know, you talk a good game, but be that guy now. You got paid. There's no excuses. Be there.
But let's be honest. When he did his press conference a week ago today, and you asked him the question,
yeah,
you going to be at OTAs? And he's like,
soon.
I'll be there soon.
Yeah.
Giggle, giggle.
Yeah.
And we kind of knew then that probably not.
And
but
I
who knows?
Harb's probably sitting next to him going, crap.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Tony. Well, we got Tony and Rosedale. Hey, bring him in there for me. I got a frozen screen. Tony and Rosedale, what's happening, bud?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Good,
doing
Tony.
All right, man. How you doing?
Yeah, a little advice. If I'm in the travel agent field, I get a good night rest. You might be earning your keeps tomorrow with this schedule coming out. I want to talk about the Orioles closer situation, and I got a question for Vinny about the schedule.
Yeah,
but the Orioles closer situation. Now, I don't think High or anyone should be making, you know, knee-jerk reactions, because this is, what, May the 11th. Some people are already acting like this man. This man, Batista, was the pitcher of the month in April, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I find it hard to believe that he went from Lee Smith to Heathcliff Slocum in 11 days. I mean, he just walked a few people and had Shaky getting a save the other night. And I don't think people should be making knee-jerk reactions or decisions or whatever, replacing him as the closer. What you guys think?
Well, he threw the wild pitch that led the tying run to score Sunday mm-hmm. against Atlanta. I think he's been kind of shaky, Tony, for his last few outings. And you yourself said maybe a subliminal, or what do they call it, a Freudian slip, more appropriately. Mm-hmm. You said closer situation.
Mm-hmm.
You even brought up that it's a situation. If it wasn't a situation, we wouldn't even be discussing it right now. But it may
right.
have gotten to that point.
Right. But like I said, I just a little bit of caution.
I'm not ready to yank him yet. But, you know,
right.
I mean, he's not infallible. And, you know, Cano's been almost literally unhittable. So,
right.
He gives me more confidence than the mountain does right now.
Yes,
how's that?
I'd agree with that. What's your schedule question?
Okay. A schedule question, marketing, minor or whatever. Isn't it your best interest to market your product best for people to see and enjoy? This is the question I have to ask you about the schedule. These teams in the Northeast or up north or whatever, why don't they kind of like give them primetime games early in the year, like September and October, as opposed to like a Baltimore-Pittsburgh game in December when it's cold? The game is less attractive that way to fans and the viewers. I mean, you're going to have a low-scoring game. They're trying to promote high scoring. Wouldn't you think that when they make the schedules, they try to do something like that?
I think the reason why, you know, they have division games at the end because it creates a lot more excitement, buzz. And just look at last year. I mean, you're playing for the division. You're playing for, you know, the playoffs. I just think there's a lot more on the line playing a division game at the end of the year. And I think the weather's just, that's part of being living in the Northeast. You know it's coming.
And by the way, aside from the people that are sitting in the stands,
right?
Everybody, the 70,000, everybody else is in front of a TV or sitting at a bar. They're not freezing. They just want the fans and the network. They just want the best matchup for that week. The end of the season last year, Green Bay and Detroit. Green Bay's in. They win, they're in.
Yeah.
Freezing cold Lambeau Field. Now, I think they're all about the best matchups and the importance of said game.
Right. You don't think Buffalo fans are excited at the end of the year? They want snow. You're playing the Dolphins, a division game, you know, which they did. You know, and Miami had to go up there and, you know, in the snow and handle all the weather. I think it's great.
And that's one of the time-honored traditions of football. Those, remember the Vikings, obviously,
oh, yeah.
You do, back at the old Metropolitan Stadium.
I sat there bobbing in a snowmobile suit.
You got to go through them to get to the Super Bowl. Good luck with that. Rams, Lambeau Field, the Pittsburghs had these frozen games, Buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the great things about it is the weather does. It's a true home field advantage.
No doubt.
In those situations. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Total Request Thursday. When we come back, we're going to hear from Todd Monken talking about his new offense. Well, yesterday and this week, minus most of his key contributors. And what does he think about all of that good stuff? What do you think about the fact that Lamar's not there? Also hear from Devin Duvernay, Chris Horton, among others, Eric DaCosta, Lamar himself doing some interviews over the last week or so. Orioles win last night, 2-1. Take 2 out of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays, including 2 in a row. Birds are off today. Pirates coming to town for a series this weekend. Mother's Day weekend down at Camden Yards. If you want to get in, now's your chance to do so. Oh, schedule comes out tonight as well. Cordell Woodland joins us at 11. Preview his big show coming up tonight at 8.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm the Fan.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
But we're in constant communication with those guys, and we're getting them on, you know, opportunities to talk football and try and catch them up to speed. And we're excited about the guys that are here. And I knew, though, that they're working hard. We get updates from those guys in terms of, you know, working. So, again, when that, again, it is voluntary. We're excited, like I said, about the guys that are here. But I do think that we'll be able to get those guys here, hopefully, in a short amount of time. But until that happens, we'll get up to speed with the guys we got.
Todd Monken, Ravens offense coordinator. Question was, has he heard from Lamar Jackson since he signed his contract extension, which was a week ago today?
Right.
And he said he's been in constant communication
with
those guys.
Right.
And that is a simple, like I always say to my wife, it's a yes or no question. Have you been in communication with him? yes or no?
Right.
And that was a Fred Astaire around that question. So I'm going to guess that there might be some texts, maybe, but them on a regular basis conferring, that's not happening.
It is.
No way. Not just with Lamar, probably some other dudes as well.
Andrews, Bateman, all these guys. You know, I mean, that's why I said, Bob, I mean, they've got the excuse right now. Well, Lamar's not there, you know. And come on, Lamar, you're the highest paid player in the league. And you're the leader of this football team, the face of the franchise. You need to set the tone, the tempo, whatever you want. You need to be here. Marlon Humphrey's there. You know, he's a Pro Bowl guy. He got paid, you know. Mark Andrews should be there. He's gotten paid too. You know, I don't get it. You know, I mean, like I keep saying, Bob, do they need to be here the whole time? No. But come in for a week. You know, like all of them come in next week for a week. You know, and then come back again on the 22nd just so you can get a feel for it, just so you can get around people. You know, and Lamar, and check their conditioning. See where they're at. Have they been working? You know, that's what I'd want to see. You know, I mean, what's Lamar been doing? It just kind of rubs me wrong that.
But Lamar said last week that the plan is to get together with his guys and do some off-season preparation. I mean, this is the perfect place to do it, to your point, Vinny.
Right.
But have we heard anything about when that's going to happen, when he and, say, Flowers and Bateman and Aguilar and all of the above are at least going to get – because we know Josh Allen's done it. Mahomes does it. I mean,
Mahomes is doing it now.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, Aaron Rodgers has reached out. I mean, when is this all going to take place? And what better way to do it than to do it in the confines of your own complex?
Well, Bob, how about if he does it? Hey, guys.
In front of your coaches, too.
How about, hey, guys, come down to Miami May 22nd, we'll do it. Now, that would get me, you know, like if he takes all the receivers and everybody else is on the field working, that would get me running really hot if I was Harbs, you know, if I was the Ravens. I mean, because, Bob, and Lamar's got to realize, they've done everything that he asked. They've given him money. They've given him weapons. They've given him everything. Now, you know, for you to be successful, you wanted a new offense. We got you a new offense. Get your ass here to get in the offense.
We were talking yesterday, Nolan and I, Vinny, when you were out at One Winning Drives, Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Pick the songs. We'll play them. What were we listening to there, Nolan, coming out of that last break?
That was Jay-Z. A little Jay-Z for you.
Well, I know that you had some sway to you. Usually you just sit there like a cardboard cutout. Had a little rhythm.
I didn't see that.
I knew you had some dance. And Annika did. She goes,
maybe
damn,
maybe the fan's blowing a little heavy here.
But we were talking yesterday. Hey, Lamar and Odell hanging out at a steakhouse in Florida is great. That's awesome. You guys are partying after Odell signs with Baltimore. How about you guys? Because Odell's running routes and has been for quite some time. How about we see video of you guys throwing footballs?
Yeah,
and getting ready for the upcoming season here.
Now, I did ask Harbs if he saw the video. He said, yeah. He said, you know, wasn't a lot, but it looked good.
Sure.
You know, we've never seen Lamar. We saw that one video of him doing his exercise equipment.
Right. The big box of weights.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
That you got to lug all over town.
Right. That's the only thing. We thought it was a speaker. He was carrying a speaker out on the field. Yeah, but that's the only thing we've seen. If I'm a fan of I want what's best for Lamar. I want him to be great because I think the Ravens have a chance to be really, really good. And for that to happen, Bob, the last time he's been on a practice field is December what?
Early December.
Right. Right. So, I mean, come on.
Also, Todd Monken, and how you got to be this guy? You're doing this football school,
yeah,
and you're getting asked questions about guys who aren't there. So, Todd Monken, what about Lamar and the other dudes not being there? How are you handling that situation?
Oh, well, first off, we're excited about the guys that are here. I know Lamar's working hard. I know the guys that aren't here are working hard. They're pros. And when they're here, they're here, you know, and we look forward to getting them here and getting up to speed to what we're doing offensively. You know, I think that's probably the biggest challenge, but it's football. You know, when they get here, they get here, and we'll get them up to speed.
Got to get them up to speed. And they can't get up to speed till they know what they're doing, because the terminology is totally different than it was with G-Row. You know, what they're calling, you know, a hitch route may be totally different than it was before. So, I mean, you know, none of these guys know that. None of them. You know, the only ones that do are Prochet and Duvernay and Wallace. Those are the guys that are here.
Andy Isabella was there.
Yeah, Andy Isabella too. Right. So they know what's going on, but these other guys, Bob Bateman played what, 3 games last year? His ass should be here. Ajabo's here. You know, he had his Achilles.
Owe was there yesterday, right?
Owe was there. Absolutely. You know, Travis Jones. To me, you know, the guys that should be there, it should be mandatory for strongly recommended, because you can't make it mandatory. Any second-year guy, because the rookies are not allowed yet. So any second-year guy and any guy that's coming off injury needs to be there.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. NFL schedule, a release tonight, 8 o'clock. Cordell Woodland's going to have a show for you. Talking about it, breaking it down game by game from the Ravens tonight at 8. Cordell's going to be joining us top of the hour. No Lamar at the football school. I want to make sure I get this terminology correct. We're talking about that. Orioles are off today after taking 2 out of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays, including yesterday by D. Kramer's ponytail. 2-1. Cano gets the save. Do the Orioles have a closer situation?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick the songs, we play them. We'll get them in there. Nolan McGraw is over there anxiously awaiting your song selection. Get your votes in starting at 11 o'clock for Featured Artist Friday. Orioles are off tonight after taking 2 out of 3 from the Rays. 2-1 last night behind Man Bun, actually Ponytail. Dean Kramer's won 2 starts in a row. 2 quality starts at that. Yadier Cano got the save. Do the Orioles have a closer problem? Not because he stinks. Maybe because Felix Bautista's just not as good. And we're talking about a Bautista who was the closer or relief pitcher of the month of April in the American League. We'll get to that. NFL schedule. Games are coming out. For instance, Aaron Rodgers will debut with the Jets against the Bills on September 11th. Kansas City's already locked in the 3 primetime games, and the schedule really hasn't even come out yet. Ravens are going overseas, taking on the Titans in London.
They are going to go earlier this year, Bob, to London.
Week 6.
No.
Oh, October 1st is the first game.
No, they're going, like, I guess when they got blown out by Jacksonville.
Oh, you mean they're traveling earlier.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I think they went over like Thursday or whatever. I think they're going like Monday to get acclimated.
Get that fish and chips and say hi to King Charles and get your bleep together.
Yeah. And from what I understand is the Ravens requested not to have the bye after the London game.
Okay. What if they have to play Arizona?
They got 3 West Coast. I don't think they would do that to them, Bob.
You know, according to the fans, NFL tries to screw the Ravens every year with the schedule. Right, Norman?
Right. They're always out to get us.
You're always crying.
I guess whatever city you're in, I mean, that's.
Right. And the commentary team on every network, they hate us.
Oh, Chris Collinsworth is a known Ravens hater.
Known Ravens hater. Tony Romo, known Ravens hater.
Yeah.
Everyone.
All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. Hey, join us, Cordell Woodland, top of the hour. Talk about his program coming up tonight, talking about that schedule. Get his thoughts on Lamar not being there yesterday. How big of a deal is it, if it's a big deal at all, in his opinion? Whip around 11:15. Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs, still hot and heavy. And then this day in Oriole history, actually a pretty good one, May the 11th. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joins us 11:30. But let's go to Pikesville. Let's bring in Q. What is up?
Good day, fellas.
How are you?
All right, Q. 9/11.
Yeah, again. Is that going to be in Jersey or upstate?
That one is.
It's at home.
Okay, so Jersey. Okay. First and foremost, man, shout out to the schedule makers, man. Usually they F us with the schedules every year, top five worst schedules, hardest schedules. This year, they didn't play around, so I respect it. Let's go out the gate. Let's handle this. I'm looking forward to Buffalo, first and foremost, because it's been a hot topic now that A-Rod is in a division. He's saying, hey, they're trying to rank the quarterback. So it's a lot of talk that I've heard ex-Buffalo Bills players saying, now that A-Rod is in a division, he's better than Josh. So we're going to see. I still got to
pipe down with all that.
12 wins. I'm going to say 12 to 13 wins this year. You said that the limit is six games?
Yes.
For primetime.
Yeah. That's what I read this morning in the Baltimore Sun.
All right. So we'll get all six of those. I'm not worried about that.
We got two already that we know of.
Right.
Yeah. So tack on another four, and I'm good to go.
Unless you get flexed out if you suck early. You know
negative.
What I mean?
we'll be taking other people's spots. But at the end of the day, listen, this is the thing about Lamar. I don't think y'all win a Super Bowl. I already said that. I'm not going to beat on a dead dog. This is the thing, though. Y'all putting too much stock. Talking about you two. Y'all putting too much stock into what you think that he's going to contribute as well as what OBJ is going to contribute. I haven't since OBJ came back and y'all overpaid him, which was a joke. Nobody's talking about how this guy is healing. I mean, not OBJ, pardon me, Lamar. Nobody's been talking about his injury at all.
He addressed it last week.
Yeah,
he said he's fine.
He said he's been healthy for a month. Yeah, hey, Q, I just wish he was here so I could see him.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got valid points on that, Benny. I mean, that's
Rodgers is there.
You're running a new offense. It's no excuse with new pieces. It's no excuse for you not to beat it. You just got paid. Mahomes is about to be the highest paid quarterback because they're going to restructure that any day now. And
we'll no, they're going to wait till Burrows gets done so to make sure that he is
but
highest
before
paid.
The season, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, we can bring some sanity back to the NFL because Lamar being the highest paid anything is a joke. So, yeah, bring some sanity back to that. But y'all putting too much stock into this kid, into what y'all think he can and can't do. I mean, and then y'all want him
but
to
wait,
be.
But wait a minute. Q, you've seen him for 5 years. You've seen what he can do.
He's a great athlete. I said that a million times.
He led the league in touchdown passes 1 year. I mean, that, you know.
Come on, Vinny. That was the year that everybody.
It's Bob, actually. He led the league in touchdown passes. That's a proven fact.
Yeah, Bob, that was the year that the defenses were still trying to catch up to this kid. Once they caught up to him, it was checkmate. That's the year he was the MVP year, 2019, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. Since then, he's regressed as a passer. So, just to think, over the years, when the guy has had games, Roman has called heavy pass games, y'all two, plus a lot of callers call in and say, hey, get away from the high passing. Go back to what you do best, which is running. Now, this year, going into it with Moncton, y'all talking about, oh, he's going to pass more. What leads y'all to believe that this kid can maintain a heavy pass offense? I take it on the other side. Take it easy, fellas.
Yeah. There's a few. 13 wins? I've got definitely drinking on them.
Yeah, well, it kind of like what Moncton was saying yesterday, Bob, was, you know, when they asked him about Lamar, is he going to run less? You know, if you have better pieces around him, you know, then get the ball in those people's hands, then he doesn't need to be, you know, the sole focus. In 19, he had to be the guy. You know, running the ball, he became the guy. And then the passing stuff, you know, the efficiency just came because everybody couldn't stop him running. Yeah. They couldn't stop. The Ravens were running.
Look, Ingram rushed for over 1,000 yards that year, too. I mean, he had some running mates, pun intended. Yeah.
But now, you know, they've got so many guys that are good yak guys that get the ball in their hands. Let them run with it. Let them take the hits.
It's Vinny at 80-1057 The Fan. You want to get in chat, 410-583-1057. It is Total Request Thursday. Start getting your votes in now for Featured Artist Friday. Cordell Woodland's joining us next to talk about Ravens football school that took place yesterday. And Cordell, big show coming up tonight with the NFL schedule released. He's going to break it down game by game starting at 8. So stay tuned for that. Whip around 11:15. And Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick burged his take 2 out of 3, including 2 in a row against the Tampa Bay Rays. Pirates coming to town. Orioles have the 3rd best record in baseball. We knew they were going to be better, but this good. Stay tuned for that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.